long stretch of the parish. Won't finish part today. We have another Wednesday, hopefully. Okay, we return to the Mishnah Daf Memhei Amud Aleph. Kishem she'amru pogemes k'suvasa lo tifra ela b'shvua ve'edechad me'ida she'iprua lo tifra ela b'shvua. That we have over here situations of a nishpa v'notel which are imported from k'suvas, Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah over there deals with a person who is a person's coming with a shtar, a woman's coming with a k'suva, and we have a reyusa in her taina that she was pogemes the k'suva, or there was an edechot against the k'suva. In such a situation, the Mishnah says over there in k'suvas nishba'as v'notelas. Then the Mishnah in k'suvas over there continues, minachasim mishubadim minichse yesomim lo tifra ela b'shvua. That's not when a person coming with a shtar doesn't want to be going from the lova, but rather from the chasim mishubadim or from the yesomim. Again, we have a nishba v'notel, and lohafis daitam, that they're not losing money unnecessarily. There we already spoke about the fact that this is a application of ishtabali. Nifras shelo b'fanav means that the woman goes to Bezdin to collect her ksuva. Since the husband could have been towing ishtabali d'lo pratich, so also we have such a shvua on the yesomim. What shvua did the v'chein? Now we come up to our Mishnah. V'chein, the yesomim, over here, this is new. This is our Mishnah. V'chein ha'yesomim lo yifru'u ela b'shvua. Shvua shelo pakadnu abba v'lo amar lanu abba shelo matzinu ben shtarosav shel abba sheshtar ze parua. Here we have the shvuas ha'yesomim. This is already is a new shvua. And the Gemara sets this up as a case of yesomim min ha'yesomim. When yesomim are gove from yesomim, then they have to take a shvua. They can't say, vada yer chayev, the chayev was from the father, but shvua that our father never told us that this shtar was already paid. Rav Yochanan ben Broka says this applies even to nolad haben achar misa sa'av. The cholzot, we have this shvua that I didn't find, bein shtarosav, that our father paid. Amar Shimon Gamliel, im yesh edim shamar ha'av b'shas misa sa shtar zeina parua, hu nota b'lo shvua. The whole purpose of the shvua is to be mevarer that the chov wasn't paid. So if we have such edim, there's no need for a shvua. What does the Tana Kama hold? So that's the Tosfos by us on Daf Mem Chesem, a day is on top of the page. Tana Kama savar dafilu hachi einotan ela b'shvua, shema lehasbia esbanav amar kein. Kedei la'achshevinu. They were afraid maybe, even though people generally don't lie on their deathbeds, but maybe over here the father only said that the chov wasn't paid in order to increase the theoretical yerusha of his sons so that they will be viewed as important individuals in the community. So the shvua that lo pakadnu abba is still on the books. That's what we have over here within the Mishnah. Okay, we move over to the Gemara on Daf Memches Amud Aleph. So here we have the diyun of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, we saw previously in the Sugya Daf Mem Zayin, Rabbi Oseinu Sheba Bavel, they held that when do we say that there the Yisomim are gove with the Shvua, Yisomim ben ha-Yisomim, if meis malve b'chaye love. But if meis love b'chaye malve, such that the malve was already chayev to the Yisomim of the love a Shvua, like we saw in the Mishnah, abori para minichse Yisomim lo nifra ela b'Shvua, and that shvua doesn't lend itself to be sent to his children. They can't be nishba. They're not sure. So we have a principle, ein odo morish shvua labanav, what Chachmei Bavel called chazra shvua lesinai, that over here there is no way that the yesomim can be nishba, and therefore the halacha is that the yesomim malve lose, that the yesomim malve cannot collect, because they can't take the shvua of their father. Ein adam morish shvua labanav. The Gemara over here points out from Chesem at Aleph that Rav Elazar disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel. Shvua zu mativa. Why in the world should the Yorshim lose because they can't be nishba the shvua of their father? But we view these Yorshim like all Yorshim, and they're nishba shvuas hayorshim lo pakadnu abba, and they can collect. Okay, then the Gemara goes on and says, maybe we'll limit the case of Rabbi Shmuel to a case of Amad Bedin. Gemara rejects that. Then the Gemara tries to bring various rayos for Rav Elazar against Rabbi Shmuel and rejects all of the rayos. Moving over to Memches Amud Beis, the Gemara comes up l'chora with a raya which we can't contradict. We can't contradict that we have over here on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Masiv Rav Nosan Bar Hoshia Yofe Koach Haben Mikoach Haav Shehaben Gove Bein Bishvua Bein Shelo Bishvua Vaav Eno Gove Ela Bishvua. What shvua are we talking about? Katani haben gove ben bishvua ben shelo bishvua. It appears that all that we need is the shvua sayorshim. What happened to the shvua of the father? Kanare we don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel. Samar Rav Yosef, ha mani beishamayhi da amri shtar haomed ligvos kegavui dame. Okay, this is the first thing which is new. Up to now, there's nothing new. Up to now, it was simply Rav and Shmuel we already saw. The Gemara over here wants to say that if you hold like Beis Shammai, then there is no, then we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel only works according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. Question is, what does Rabbi Shmuel have to do with Beis Shammai? If you recall, we explained that what is the whole din of Rabbi Shmuel based on? Okay, what is the whole din of Rabbi Shmuel based on? It's based on the fact that the Shvua, we say that Haba Lifara Minitse Yisomim Eino Nifra Ela Vishvua, that this takona over here of Eino Nishba Ela Vishvua is that Chazal are telling us that the Malva has to be mevarer his ta'ana. Namely, that the moment that we have Yesomim in the picture, the Lov is not around, Chazal are avihem shel Yesomim, they want to protect the Yesomim, so he tells the Malva, look, we don't care about your shtar. You can have a shtar by accident. Maybe the Lov already paid, and he forgot to pick up the shtar. Maybe he picked it up and he lost it, and you found it. You have to be mevarer your ta'ana in order to be collect. Without a birur ha'ta'ana, you have nothing. Namely, we're dealing over here with a shvua ha-melchayeves. Without the shvua, we don't get off the ground. Rav Elazar disagrees. This is the way that Rav and Shmuel understand that we need over here a taina ha-mevareres. Rav Elazar says, not the dumb. This malva is coming with a shtar makuyam. There's nothing more raya in the world than a shtar makuyam. A shtar makuyam, Eidem Afsam al-shtar nasa kimishan ekkaru edusan bebezim. All the malva has over here is a shvua hamakevas. But really the money is coming to him without a shvua. He has a shtar makuyam. But what? We have yesomim. So we say, abali not be a partner for yesomim. Ain't no nifra ela bishvua. My nafkinin between Rav and Shmuel's approach and Rabbalaz's approach, what if the malva is not around? We have yesomei ha-malva. Yisomei ha-malva can't be nishba that the shtar is unpaid. They don't know the shtar is unpaid. All that can be nishba is our father didn't tell us anything, so kanir'eh, it's unpaid. But they don't know for sure. So according to Rav and Shmuel, they have to take a shvua machayevet, and they can't take it, so they're mafsidim. They lose if they can't take a shvua machayevet. Now she'enken, according to Rav Elazar, the nature of the shvua is a shvua ha-ma'akevet. They can't take a shvua ha-ma'akevet, so they can be gover. They can collect. So, you know, it's not something which is so, you know, it's a shvua with a takana, l'chatchila, the malva should take such a shvua. He can't take, the yisamim can't take a shvua, they can collect without a shvua. They'll take their own shvua. They'll gover a shvua sayorshim. This is what we have on the table now. Coming along Beit Shammai, and he says, shtar ha-omed ligavos, what is this in a shtar ha'omed ligavos kugavoy damet? The Gemara deals, looked in the source, in the Gemara in Sota, we have a Sota, she's being brought to the Tahar HaBayis, that her husband claims that there was kinoy and stira, and that she never, in other words, was mezana, and she claims not that way, and they bring her to Har Abayis to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, and the husband has a heart attack. I mean, wouldn't you have a heart attack? And the husband has a heart attack in that situation. He dies, he's dead. So the woman comes with a ksuva, she wants to take a ksuva. She's an almana. So according to Beis Hillel, we didn't collect her ksuva. We have a suffix. If she was a zona, then this is a suffix. She has a shtar on one hand, but we have a suffix, and to amot mechavel of haraya. She has to prove somehow that these eidim that said the kinei v'stira are wrong. But the Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai, shtar ha'omid ligavos kegavoy damei, she's considered to be a muchzeket b'mo'os. She's considered to be a muchzeket. The lehetzach, the yorshim, have to prove hamot mechavel of haraya that she was a zona. But she's the muchzeket. That's the nature of a shtar. Shtar ha'omid ligavos kegavoy damei, that we view her as a muchzak. She's the muchzak, and the yorshim are turned into the motziyim. That's the din of Beis Shammai. Another application of Beis Shammai, the way that Rishonim understand in Tosas and Ksuvos, is that let's say a person is coming with a shtar, and he has a migo. Is that a migo lahotzi, or is that a migo lahachzik? That's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, someone comes with a shtar, so he's a motzi. He wants to be motzi with the shtar. He has a migo, so it's a migo lahotzi. Mashen koin to Beis Shammai, shtar homit ligoveis kegovei domei. Again, we have muchzakut. So muchzakut helps in the world of suffet. Muchzakut helps in the world of migo to redefine the migo. What in the world does this have to do with whether we have a shvua hamachayevet or whether we have a shvua hamaakevet? Our question is the nature of the shvua. Our question is, what is the nature of a shvua, something coming with a shtar? So if Chazal were metakein, that anyone coming with a shtar has to take a shvua against the yorshim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they were metakein a shvua hamachayevet. According to Rabbi Loza, they were metakein a shvua hamachayevet. Why should Beis Shammai automatically agree with Rabbi Loza? They're dealing over here with dinam of muchzakut. Who's a muchzak? When we have a suffix, it's important to know who's a muchzak. Amotzim mechavel of haraya. We have a migo, it's important to know who's the muchzak in terms of migo lahotzi or migo lahachzi. What does this have to do with the nature of the shvua? So over here, there is a ktsos and siman ayin beis. So it's got an hey who quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. It's a tshuva of the Rashba hamiyucheset l'Ramban. Tshuva kuf. And the Rashba over there wants to explain a shita of Rami Bar Chama. There's Gemara in Ksuvos on the Pezayin Amud Aleph, which brings a Mishnah of Pogemes Ksuva. And in Pogemes Ksuva, we have a din of Nishba Vinote. Comes along Rami Bar Chama on the Pezayin Amud Beis, and he says that Shvua is a Shvua da Oraisa. What happens? Again, a woman has a shtar, a ksuva, that she should collect 200 zuz. She comes to her husband with the ksuva, and the husband says, I already paid you. So she says, you paid me 100, you still owe me 100. Namely, she's pogemet in her own ksuva. She has a ksuva that says 200, and she's pogemet in her own ksuva. Had she not been pogemet, if he would have said, I paid, and she comes with the ksuva that he didn't pay, he owes her 200. However, since she said, I already collected 100, that's a pagam, she now has to be nishbat the notelet. So Rami Bar Chama over there says, that's a shvua d'oraisa. What shvua d'oraisa? Motive and miktsas. She's motive and miktsas. Okay. She's coming, or the husband is like the lova. She is like the malva. When we deal with motive and miktsas, motive and miktsas is that the lova is motive and miktsas, not that the malva is motive and miktsas. How over here did things get turned on their head? That's the question that Rava asks on Rami Bar Chama. How in the world can you say that? The Torah says, "Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas b'davar, kol nishboim b'Torah, nishboim v'lo mishalmin." In other words, a classic motive of miktsas is nishba, and it doesn't pay. Over here, she wants to be nishbaat and collect. That's not a motive of miktsas, right? And so the Rashba says, so what did Rami Bar Chama think? Well, he didn't know that. He didn't know that in the Torah we're nishba v'niftar, and he wants to say that this shvua of nishba v'notel is midoraisa. He didn't know that. So the Rashba says this is the nature of shtar according to Rami Bar Chama. Shtar is kegavui gavui. Kolohomeg ligavas kegavui gavui. The shtar is considered to be as though she is the muhzeket to the degree that it's like, it's as though she's nishba'as v'nifteret. Namely, it's similar to the shvua d'oraisa. Let me ask you, a shvua d'oraisa, is that a shvua ha-mechayevet or a shvua ha-me'akevet? We have mod b'miktsas, we have eid echad, we have shvua sashomrim. What kind of shvuas are these? When we say nishba v'niftar, is that a shvua ha-me'akevet or a shvua ha-mechayevet? Clearly it's a... What's the halacha? Halacha is patur. But you only patur with a shvua. Namely, that over here, no, the shvua, what does the shvua do? The shvua is a shvua ha-ma'akevet that holds back the ptur. We can't say patur until you take a shvua. We're ma'akev the ptak of patur until you take a shvua. So come to Rabbi Rachama and says, this is like a shvua ha-ma'akevet. Namely, basically, this woman has a shtar. She should collect everything. The fact that she said 100, so that messes her up a little bit that she needs a shvua, but it's not a shvua hamachayevet. It's not a shvua that because of the shvua collects 100, but rather pum faker. Really, she should collect 200, and we just ma'akev her collecting 100 until she takes the shvua. Namely, that the din of kol ha'omid likvos kigavu domi is not only a din of muchzakus. It turns it into mamon gomor. It means basically it belongs to the Baal Hashtar. It's as though the Baal Hashtar is the muchzak, and therefore, whenever the Baal HaShtar takes a shvua, it's not a shvua hamachayevet, she's govah with the shtar. The shtar is what she's govah. We should take a shvua, that's ke'en a shvua ha-ma'akevet. That's the direction of the Rashba. Again, it's not, he doesn't set up the Rami Bar Chama as Beishem. He wants to say this even in Beis Hillel. That's going a bit further. But that's the direction that he's speaking about in terms of a shtar can turn something into mamon gamur. So Kaner, that's what the Gemara over here is saying. That when we have Beis Shammai, you hold Shtar Gavas Gavu Dami, if you hold that's the nature of Shtar, then even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that we have a Shmuel HaMakevet. Rabbi Shmuel are working with Beis Hillel. But were you to hold like Beis Shammai, they would agree that the Shmuel over here would be a Shmuel HaMakevet. Namely, it's not only a din of Muchzakut, but it's a din of Mamon Gomor that we have over here that really, it's as though literally, it's really coming to her, but Chazal, we're simply metaken a shvua to hold things back a little bit. Yes?
What makes the shvua because without the shvua,
she'd be potter totally. In other words, normally she should be potter. After all, hamotzi mechavel lo haraya. There's no raya over here. Normally she should be potter. Eino damei is kanef nebachol, but normally she should be potter. But what? Because she was moda a little bit, that, in other words, flips things in the direction that Chazal were metaken a shvua. But, I mean, that the Torah brought in a shvua. The Torah made a shvua, but this is a shvua like Eid Echad, a shvua like Shvua Sashomrim, namely that we have over here, Eid Echad is not Mechayiv Mamon, Shvua Sashomrim, clearly, there's no Chiyiv Mamon in Onus, but L'Hafiz Daito, Shel Bal Havayit, we have a Shvua Sashomrim. There's an aid echad, so we have to be mafis the das of al habayis that he can't use this aid. We have over here a bit of a hoda'ah, but basically the bottom line over here is that we have a p'tur. We have a shvua ha ma'akeves. By aid echad, we pointed out yitachin that aid echad could be somewhat different. It could be that aid echad really we have a shvua ha machayevet. That may be unique in terms of aid echad. But lechorer, in terms of motive and mixas and shvuas hashomrim, it's a shvua ha ma'akeves. That's the direction of the Rashba. I'll just read you his language. And Siman Kuf.
Now
V'ihi kamoda shtar pura shomana. V'kevan sheken itilu shvua ke'en da'oraisa. Lav da'oraisa mamash. V'hachi yisa b'Yerushalmi. V'kulam ke'en shvua satara yard alehem ksuva. Isha hukzaka b'yad alegvos. Kamo shegavas mamash. V'huba ketovei ashtar shomasayim parua. V'yomerit mana. V'lo kamisha gavsa mamash. Okay, because then lo shapke b'shilo v'avdei k'beshamai. Ella, but this is the direction of Rami Bar Chama, that this is the working assumption, even according to Beis Hillel. That's tremendous chiddush. But certainly, according to Beis Shammai, one can take this direction. Okay, that's simply over here a ha'ara in terms of the Gemara's linking with Shtar Hamid Ligvos Kegavoy Dame. Yes, yes, sir.
Does this transfer only to Shmuel hold the Mezainon case that in the Apolishava
is not fired today? Yeah, L'chora. It's all interconnected. Okay, that's A. Then the Gemara gets involved in Psak. The Gemara says, Ikel Rav Nachman Lesura, and they wanted to know whether he would pass it against Rav and Shmuel, and he said, what do you want from me? I'm not going to pass against Rav and Shmuel, but rather, Havu Dlo Leisif Allah. Havu Dlo Leisif Allah. We're not going to paskin like Rav and Shmuel beyond the case of Yisomim and HaYisomim. Like what? My kagon my Dama Rav Papa Hapoge Meshtaro Umeis Yorshim Nishboim Shvuas HaYorshim V'notlin. And we're not going to apply the din of Rav and Shmuel to the din of Poge Meshtaro. No, according to us, what over here would be the difference between Shvuah of Yisomim min HaYisomim and Shvuah of Poge Meshtaro? We just pointed out a few minutes ago, namely that, again, Rav and Shmuel's halacha is that when you have a shvua hamachayedas, like Yisomim and Yisomim, then if the yorshim of the malva can't be nishba, shvua hamachayedas, they can't collect. If we're going to apply this only to the case of Yisomim and Yisomim, and not apply it to Poge Mishtaro, then the Poge Mishtaro is a shvua hamachayedas. Now, it's not only according to Beis Shammai, but even according to Beis Hillel, we have over here a shvua hamachayedas, and that exactly is what the Rashba is saying, that he says this even according to Beis Hillel. The nature of Ishtar is really a Shvua, nature of Ishtar is Kegavoy Dameh. The Pagam only creates a Shvua HaMa'akevus, namely that as opposed to Yisomim and HaYisomim, where according to Rav and Shmuel, Chazal were metakein a Shvua HaMa'akevus, by Pogim and Shtaro, Chazal were only metakein a Shvua HaMa'akevus. So of course, if we have over here not Yosom, we have a Lova. When we have a lova in the picture, so there's no, you don't have to protect the lova by asking the malva all over to the vara of its taina. We just have to deal with the pagam in the poge mitshtaro. That's only a shvua hamakevus. Then the Gemara asked, what about the case of arev? What if the yisomim are not coming on the lova? They're not coming on the yisomim of the lova, but rather they're coming to the arev. So the Gemara asks, "Hahu d'shachiv v'shavak arva, savar rapapa lememar hanami d'lalosif alah." If we're not dealing over here with yisomim al hayisomim, then lechora we should have a possibility of collecting with the shvuas hayorshim. We shouldn't have the din of Rav and Shmuel. So Amar le Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua rapapa atu arva lav basar yasme azil. The halacha is that the yisom that we view in arev. Like the Yisomim. The Arev afterwards is going to go to collect from the Yisomim. So just like Yisomim min ha-Yisomim can't collect, so Yisomim min ha-Arev also can't collect. We apply the din of Rav and Shmuel to the Yisomim. This raised a Shaila in the Rishonim. If you'll turn to the pages of the Rif, in the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor starts on the Lamed Aleph with the question of Psak. How do we paskin in the different situations? What does it mean, Havod lo leisif alo, etc.? And then he moves over on the Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph to a Sheila of Rav Moshe Barab Yosef. In the middle of the Baal Hamor on the Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, the last word on the line, Nishala Shela Mipnei Harav Rav Moshe Rav Yosef Zal, Yesomim Sheba'u Ligvos Min Ha'arev Bishtar, Shemes Lova B'chaye Malve, Hecha Deles Lehu L'yasme Nichse Nachala Mai. What if we have a situation where someone was Niftar? You have a shtar on this person who was Niftar, and now you want to go to his Yesomim. His Yesomim have nothing. Nothing at all. In Mavira and Basin, they have no Nachala. They have nothing at all. So there's an Arev on the shtar. So you want to go to the Arev. Had you gone to the Yesomim, you couldn't have collected. Because Yesomim and HaYesomim, you can't collect. Now you're going to the Arev. Rav Papa said, you can't collect from the Arev because then the Arev is going to the Yesomim. But here the Arev can't go to the Yesomim. The Yesomim can't pay the Arev. So the question is, in this case, can you collect from the Arev? My. Mi amrinan kevan d'lesle nichse nachala halo azil arva basar yasmei umachayev, that the Arev will be chayev to pay you because the Arev is disconnected from the Yesomim. O dilma lo shna. Or maybe, no, an Arev is an Arev. And since he's an Arev of the Yesomim, and you can't collect from the Yesomim, you can't collect from the Arev as well. That's the question that was asked. So he answered the bottom line, the Heshiv HaRavzal, Arev, Loshna Islehu Nichse Liyasme, Loshna Leslehu, Miftar Potur. The Kaimalon Mitzvah Al HaYesomim Lefro Achovas Avihen, Afilu Ki Leslehu Nichse Nachala. That the Yesomim have a moral responsibility to pay for their father's debts, and therefore, b'zeh kevon shenaase orev l'chovas avihen v'asa imo chesed iko lemeimar arva basar yasmei azil v'haynu d'rabu Shmuel. Namely, that it's irrelevant if the Yesomim have nechasim or don't have nechasim, since they have a moral obligation to pay the debts of their father. So the Arev always relates to them, whether they're going to pay him or not. And therefore, the same halacha that we have when you have to pay the Yesomim, when you want to collect from the Yesomim, we have that same halacha when you want to collect from the Arev. That's the din of Rav Moshe b'Rav Yosef. In the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah points out that this is a machlokes rishonim. The Magid Mishnah is in Perek Yud Zayin, Hilchos Malve Velove. Over there in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam Paskins, Afilu Hayasham Orev Umes Love Trila, Lo Yifru Yorshe HaMalve Min HaOrev. That's the Gemara. Right, she'im tomar yifru min ha'arev, haria arev chozer v'nifra mi yorshe love, arev basar yasmi ozio. So the Magid Mishnah says, what if the yoresh has no nechasim? So he quotes, Rav Moshe b'Rav Yosef has a tshuva that b'chol zot your patur. Avo Rabbeinu Meir kosav, v'afilu hecha d'lo yade le'nichse l'love, lo gavinan be'arva, the chashinan dilma shabak nichse b'minyas hayam v'ozil arva v'govi lohu miyasme. Avol vaday hecha d'mischazek haylove d'lo haverei nichse klal. If we don't know that the Yesomim have money, maybe there's a Swiss bank account somewhere that the Yesomim can get to. But if the govi didn't have money, then leko lemechash v'lo mide gavina me'arva. Then you could set up a case where you could collect from the Arev. If we know that there were no nechasim that were ever given the Yerusha. We know that on the previous level, namely the Lova had no Nechasim, so nothing to speak about the Yesomim having Nechasim, then really you can be Gova from the Arev. So it's a Machlokes, Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef, and Rabbeinu Meir. Machlokes Rishonim. What over here is the Machlokes? What over here is the Machlokes? Again, we passed in like Rav and Shmuel, that Yesomim and HaYesomim, we have a Shvua HaMachayevet, that Shvua, since the Yesomim can't be Nishba, they can't collect. Chazra Shvua L'Sinai, the Yesomim can't collect. What if we're not dealing with Yesomim but an Arev? So we say, who had an Arev? What if we're dealing with a case where there are no Nechasim to the Yesomim? They have nothing to their, the Arev is never going to collect from the Yesomim in their wildest dreams. So Rav Moshe Rav Yosef says, who cares? Still, you can't collect from the Arev. Rav Meir says, it makes a big difference, you can collect from the Arev. What's the machlokas over here between Rav Meir and Rav Moshe b'Rav Yosef? What would be the easiest way of learning the machlokas? What's the question over here in terms of the relationship between who and whom? Or whom and whom? Who and who? Yes?
Is the relationship between the Aryan and the Yisomim only something that applies when there's actual a relationship based on money, not just based on...
Okay, so that's the machlokas. Now I'm asking you to explain that machlokas. And when we have a machlokas, when we have a relationship between an Aryan and a Lova, which is not based on nechasim, namely there are no nechasim that are here that are going to move from the Yosom to the Arev. There are no nechasim that are going to move. And so we have over here a question as whether b'chol zot we view this individual as an Arev or whether we don't. So what is the more basic question? When we're dealing with an Arev, whose debt is the Arev paying? Whose debt is the Arev paying? Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Levi is the Arev. And Shimon defaults. When Levi is paying Reuven, whose debt is he paying? What are two ways of viewing it?
Yes.
Is he paying Shimon's debt or is he paying his own debt? What is the relationship between the Tashlumen of the Arev and Shimon? Because that's our question over here. Namely, the Yisomim are Shimon. If this is Shimon's debt, so the Gemara says, Shimon's debt, the Yisomim and Yisomim, there you can't collect. If it's the Arev's debt, so there's no reason in the world why the Yisomim of the Malva shouldn't collect from the Arev if it's his own debt. We have over here a question, how do we view the Hischaivus of the Arev? This question has relevance to another area that many of you may have learned, and that's the question in the world of Kedushin. In the world of Kedushin, we have this whole sugi on the Peyim Adbeis through the Vav Amad Aleph. I think that's what it is, or Vav Amad Beis through Zayin Amad Aleph. I'm sorry, Vav Amad Beis through Zayin Amad Aleph. Amar Rava, Tein Mono Leploni Ve'ekadesh Lach Mekudeshet Midin Arev. In other words, that if we have Reuven and Rachel, and Rachel tells Reuven, I want you to give money to Shimon, and when Shimon gets the money, I'll be Mekudesha to you. So Rava Paskin, and we Paskin this way, the halacha, Mekudeshet Midin Arev. Mekudeshet Midin Arev. It's as though Rachel is the Arev for Shimon, the money is being given to Shimon on Rachel's word, Malva would pay a lova based on an Arev. Arev lav afal gav levamati hano aliyadei. He's not getting the money. Bechozo kameshavei nafshei. He's going to owe the money. He's not getting the money. He's going to owe the money. Ha'isus tanami afal gav levamati hano aliyada kameshavda umekanya nafshei. So also this woman, even though she's not getting the money physically, she is like an Arev, and she's going to be Mekudeshet. What in the world? Why should she be Mekudeshet? She didn't get anything. She didn't get anything. So here we have a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Rosh says over here, Komekadsha be'mona. The Rambam says over here, in Perek Hei, Halacha Kaf Beis, Mikadsha b'hanoas mana. What over here is the machlokas, whether she's mekudeshet with a mana or b'hanoas ma'a? So the way the Achronim understand is as follows. That the question is, what's the nature of Arev? Why in the world is an Arev chayev? What is the Arev paying for? He didn't get anything. Why should he pay if he didn't get anything? So there is a tosos in Baba Metzia, and that Ayin Aleph Amadeis on the top, which explains that the world of Arev goes as follows. The world of Arev goes that when an Arev says, I want you, Reuben, I want you to give money to Shimon, so what happens is that it's as though Reuben gives the money to the Arev, and then the Arev gives the money to Shimon. Namely, if we ask over here, who is the Lova? The Arev is really a Lova. The Arev is a Lova of Reuven. Namely, that when Reuven gives money to Shimon, because of the word of the Arev. When the Arev tells Reuben, give money to Shimon, it's as though the money is being lent to the Arev and then going to Shimon. And therefore, when Shimon can't pay, so Reuben goes to the Arev and says, you pay, you're my loka. That's the nature of Arev. And therefore, over here, this Arev is Rachel. And Rachel tells Reuben, you give money to Shimon, and I'll be mekudeshet to you. Why is she mekudeshet? Because it's as though the mana that was given to Shimon went from Reuven to Rachel, and she's mekudeshet the mana, and then it went on to Shimon. That's the shita of the Rosh. That we have over here, the Arev being chayav as the loka. The other option, that's Tosfos in Baba Metzia, that Ayin Aleph Amadeis, and that fits in very nicely with the Rosh over here that says mekudeshet the mana. That's one shita. The other shita is the shita of the Machane Ephraim, the way he wants to understand the Rambam. I think I have to remember this way, but he wants to understand the Rambam. That Yimekudesh Bahanoas Milta. What do you mean Bahanoas Milta? We have a Gemara at the end of Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Amadeis, which asks, why shouldn't every Arei be Asmachta? Right? In other words, self-kosok. I don't want the money. He wants the money, right? Shimon wants the money. Reuven wants to lend money to Shimon. And over here, the Arev says, I'll guarantee the loan. And Shimon defaults. Why can't the Arev say, I never thought Shimon would default. When I took upon myself Arevus, I was assuming that Shimon was an honest fellow, and he would pay his debts. And it was more just a zichron dvar ba'alma that I'm an Arev. But not that I really have to pay. Why can't we say that the Arev has a heter v'asmachta? So the Gemara says, we have this in Asmachta. Hamaisin b'chol yom dasmachta lo kanya va'orev mishtabeh. El amaravashi b'ha'hu hano'a d'kwa mehemen lei gomar u'mishabeh nafshei. V'ha'hu hano'a d'kwa mehani lei, that since now this orev gets a name in the community as being a ozer dalin, that he helps individuals by guaranteeing their loans, for that hanah, that kavod he gets, that he's considered to be a white knight, so gomer meshabei nafshei. He agrees that even though he didn't get the money, that he's going to pay. So when we have an Arev, according to the Machne Ephraim, what happens? The Reuven is giving the Arev kavod. He is giving the Arev kavod. And therefore, because of the kavod of Reuven, he's going to pay whose debts? The money is going from Reuven directly to Shimon. The money is going from Reuven to Shimon. But his chayvus to pay Shimon's debt is because of the kavod. Reuven gives Shimon kavod, and the kavod of the Arev is, for that he's mischayev to pay Shimon. Namely, not only, you could say, according to Machne Ephraim, not only is asmachta removed by this hana'ah, but the whole his chayvus is created by the hana'ah. We created his chayvus by the hanoah. That's why the Rambam says, mekudeshet b'hanoas mana, not the mana. The mana is going from Reuven to Shimon, not to Rachel. But Rachel is getting shave kesef. She's getting shave kesef, that everyone's going to view Rachel as a tremendous, tremendous balas chesed. And for that, she's willing to be mischayev to pay Shimon's debt. Why am I not communicating between these two approaches, between the approach of Tosfos and the approach of the Rambam according to Machne Ephraim? Whose debt is the Arev paying? When an Arev pays, whose debt is he paying? According to the Rosh and Tosfos, whose debt is he paying? His own debt. He borrowed the money. Then he passed it on to Shimon. That's his inyan. But he borrowed the money. He's the lova. He's paying his own debt. Mashen can, according to Machne Ephraim and the Rambam, whose debt is he paying? Shimon's debt. He's paying Shimon's debt. Why should he pay Shimon's debt? He didn't get the money. He got the kavod. For the kavod, he was mischayev to pay Shimon's debt. Back in our sugya, here we have in our sugya a situation of an arev, who are an arev for yisomim. And these yisomim have nothing. So the question is, when the malve, or the some of the malve, come to the arev, whose debt is he paying? So if we learn, like the Rosh, whose debt is he paying? His own debt. It has nothing to do with the Yesomim. And therefore, if he's paying his own debt, so then they have the right to collect from the Arev. Ma she'en kein, according to paying his own debt, they have no right to collect from the Arab. Mashenken, if we view it that he is paying the Yisomim's debt, like the Machne Ephraim, so Mainaf Gemina if Yisomim have money or don't have money. He's basically paying their debt. And therefore, if they're Patur, he's also Patur. That's what's brought over here in the Rambi. The Rambi says, Rav Moshe Rav Yosef, he says, the Kaimagon mitzvah ha-yisomim throw a chovas avihen, afilu kiles lehen nichsei v'chulei, v'zeh kevon shenase orev l'chovas avihen. Right? He's not paying, he's not an orev for himself. He's an orev for the chov of the father, the chov of the yisomim, v'asu imo chesed. He's doing tremendous chesed, namely that this is not his debt. It's not his debt. It's the debt of Shimon. Therefore, if Shimon doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have to pay either. So the Rambi is working off of the Rambi is working parallel to the Machne Ephraim and the Rambam. Masha Enkein, Rav Meir is working off of the Rosh. Yitzchein over here, that's the machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yosef, that he's working off of this understanding, and the Rav Meir, quoted by the Magid Mishnah, who's working off of this understanding. That would be the machlokes over here. Yitzchein. Whether the Rambam really holds like a Machne Ephraim or not, there's in the Chidushei Hagriz al Harambam, in the Chibur of available on the Rambam, in the back he has letters. The letters, anonymous letters. So those anonymous letters, he has a letter on Daf Pei Beis. And the letter on Daf Pei Beis, he says, no. The Rambam really holds like the Rosh. The Rambam really holds that the money is going from Reuven to Rachel and then to Shimon. So why does he say, because really an Arab is paying his own debt. But why then did he say Hanoas Milveh? Because this is the Rambam L'shitaso, that you're never Mekudosh just with Kesef, you're always Mekudosh with the Hanoah of the Kesef. Were you to have Kesef without Hanoah, then there would be no Kiddush. You have to have Kesef of Hanoah. So over here we have Shave Kesef of Hanoah, but the Iker is that we have to have Hanoah. We have to have Hanoah. So the Hanoah is not to say that the Rosh is wrong, the Hanoah is just to add on. Hanoah Smona, that you need Hanoah in order to be Mekudosh. It's a different Kiddush. Because, okay, that's, you should know that the Rebbe holds that way, he quotes others who disagree with him, but that's the way he holds. Because the question is, what does the Rambam really hold about Arev? What is this, the Machne Ephraim over here is talking about the Rambam in Hilchos Kedusha, in Perakei Elcha Kaf Aleph. But we have three other Rambams, one which is quoted by the Rav here in the Arasugya, and two that are not quoted by the Rav in our sugya, but are quoted in terms of the sugya in Kedusha. The one that's quoted over here, down, is Perek Kavav, Hilchos Malveh Velovah, Halacha Vav. We have the following halacha. Orev Shekidem V'nosan L'Ba'al Chov Es Chovo. We have an Orev who on his own went to the Malveh and said, you know, the Lova is not going to pay you, I'll pay you. Hareza chozer v'govim en ha-Lova kol ma shepara al yado. Afal pi shehoyesa milveh al peh or below edim kol. Namely, the Lova could have gotten out from the Chiyuv. Simply the Arev went ahead and paid a debt of the Lova that the Lova could have gotten out from. B'medrim amurim kisha amar lo ha-Lova b'eit shenatza Arev arveni v'shalem. The Lova told them, I'm tomech on you. You can do what you want, and I'll take care of it. Aval im amad birishus atzmo v'naaselo orev o kablon. O she'amar lo halove arveinu v'lo hirsho she'itein v'yifrachov. But if he just became an orev without any such agreement with the love, ein halove chayav l'shalem lo krum. Then he some kaspol, Karen Hatzvi, he was a nice guy, but the Lova never said that under all circumstances I'm going to pay you back, and in this case the Lova could have been Patur, so then the Arev has no recourse to the Lova. Comes along the Ravid and says, nothing doing. Amar Avram, Eilu Dvarim Shein Hadas, Mikablasan, Vein Hasechel Sovlan. He disagrees. Okay. The Ravid disagrees. He feels that it's irrelevant whether the Lova told the Arev go ahead and pay or didn't tell the Arev go ahead and pay. The moment he's an Arev, he always has recourse to the Lova. What over here is the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid? According to the Ravid, that's the easy way. According to the Ravid, what is the relationship between the Ariv and the Lova? He's paying the Lova's debts. He's paying the Lova's debt. So he always can go to the Lova. I paid your debt. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Rambam, he's paying his own debt, but he, in other words, there was an agreement between him and the and Shimon. I'm going to pay my debt. Right? Reuven gave me the money, but I passed it on to you. So I'm going to pay my debt, and therefore I would expect you to give it to me, but when you know it has to be some sort of clarity between the Ariv and Shimon exactly what's going on. But when the Ariv is paying Reuven, he's paying his own debt. Right? So over here it would appear that the Rambam is like the Rush. That's what it appears from the Rambam and Hilchos Malva Velova. Rambam and Malva Velova appears to be like the Rush, and the Ravid appears to be like the Rambi. But there are Rambams and Hilchos Mechira that are going in Chora in both directions. Rambam and Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph. At the very, very beginning of Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam over there states as follows. In Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Ha'omer lechavero, tein mono leploni v'yikne besi lecha, kevon shenosan kona habayis midin orev. Okay, that we have a situation where Reuven tells Shimon, give money to Levi and my house will belong to you. We're dealing with a kinyan on karka. Kinyan on karka is kinyan kesef. Kevon shenosan kona habayis midin orev, that we have over here as though the money went from whom to whom. If we have a kinyan kesef, as though the money went, in other words, the money practically is going, Reuven tells Shimon, you give money to Levi, and my house is yours. So the money is going to Levi, but it's as though it went first to Reuven, right? We need a kinyan kesef. Hana'a may work in the world of kedushin, but in the world of kesef, shtar v'chazaka, you need kesef. You need kesef. So this is like, again, so we have over here the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, fits in very nicely, again, with the Rush. However, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Aleph, where the Rambam is dealing with the world of Hischaivus. How can a person turn words into a Hischaivus? How does it become something that he can't get out of by saying, I didn't mean it, it's Varam B'Alma, etc., etc.? So the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, says as follows. Hamachayev atzmo b'mamon l'acher b'lo t'nai klal. Af al pish lo yachayev lo klum, harei zechayev. You can be mechayev yourself just by saying that you're going to be chayev. Shedavar ze matonahi ve'ena asmachta keitzad. Ha'omer le'edim havu alai edim sheni chayev l'proni mona. O shekosav lo bishtar harini chayev l'chamana, afal pi she'en sham edim. O she'omar lo b'fnei edim harini chayev l'chamana bishtar, afal pi she'lo amar lo atem edai. Ho'il v'amar bishtar, hareza k'mi she'omar havu alay edim v'chayev l'shalem. Afal pi she'shneihem modim, v'ha edim yodim she'lo haya etzlo krum. In other words, that this came at yesh me'ayin. Hareza chiyev atzmo, k'mo she'yishtabed ha'arev, u'bazeh horu rov ha'ga'onim. That just like an Arev can be mischayev without getting anything, he can simply be mischayev yesh me'ayin, so also anyone can be mischayev yesh me'ayin. What is mashem for this Rambam? Who does the money go to in the case of Arev? We're talking about over here about his chayev. We're talking about over here about a kinyan. Who does the money go to? The money is going from Reuven to Shimon. But the Arev is saying, I'm mischayev. I can be mischayev, even though I'm not seeing the money at all. The money is flying over my head. It didn't come to me at all. I didn't see a penny of it. In other words, it doesn't go through me. I'm simply mischayev. I'm mischayev yesh me'ayin. The same way that an Arab can be mischayev yesh me'ayin, Anyone can be mischayev yesh me'ayin. I could go over Rabbi Blech and say Rabbi Blech in front of two edim, I'm chayev you $1 million. I'm chayev them $1 million. There was nothing previous. That's the din of Arev. The person can be mischayev. Why in the world would a person do such a thing? So in Arev for the kavod. In this instance, we have a din of gamar umakne. If I say atem edai, then gamar umakne. We can create things via dibur ba'alma. But that's the world of the machne Ephraim, like the Rambi. Namely, that the Arev is not paying for what he got. He didn't get anything. The Shimon got. The Arev is paying the debt of Shimon. Or in this situation, I'm paying, you know, it's because I want to pay. I got kavod, etc. But I never got a mana. So the Rambam, Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph is machna in this direction. In any case, it's unclear in the Rambam exactly which one you're going to take literally, which one you're going to take figuratively. But within the Rambi, Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef, and Rav Meir, l'chora, that would be the easiest way of learning the machlokes. Okay, just two more points. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Another. Right. Okay. The Rambi was asked two questions. We only read one of them. The other question that he was asked is as follows. Im timtzi lomar. We're going back to the question that was asked. The sheila nishala sheila fnei harav or Moshe Rav Yosef. What's the din of the arev when the yisamim have no nachala? Im timtzi lomar arev patur, which is the way really paskins, because the arev again is paying the debt of the yisomim. Lokeach mai. What's the halacha of lokeach? And we were dealing with yisomim and hayisomim, and the yisomim have nothing, but they have nechasim mishubadim. So now the yisomim of the malva go to the lokeach, the person has his nechasim, and they collect from him. Do we say they're going to Rabbi Shmuel? They can't collect. Because we have over here this shvuah on the father that they can't be nishba, or that's only in terms of the asomim, in terms of the arev, but in terms of the lokeach is something totally, totally different. Or do we say no? The same way the arev relates to the yisomim, so also the lokeach relates to the yisomim. That's the second question that was asked to the Rambam. How do we deal with the din of Rav and Shmuel relative to the lokeach? So over here, he answers. One second. The answers that ein lemeidin din lokeach midin arev. Ein lemeidin din lokeach midin arev hilkach havu d'loleisif ala. The yorshim nishboim shvuas hayorshim v'notlin. The omalei hayadin al kuchach kedin arev kedin yisam eloish mitu rabbosenim lefarsho. In other words, this is the equivalent that we view a lokeach as a third party, that we distinguish in an arev and a lokeach. How would you distinguish between an arev and a lokeach? We said the arev, according to the Rav Moshe Rav Yosef, is basically paying the debt of the lova. And since the lova, we can't be gova from, because of Rav and Shmuel, we can't be gova from the arev either. Masha'en came the lokeach. What's the difference between an arev and a lokeach? I'm sorry, between an arev and a yasom on one hand. The arev, the yasom on one hand, there you can collect, and a lokeach on the other hand. However, again, doesn't it all relate back to the debt of the father? Since we have a debt of, we have a father who has a debt. And here we have a lova. The lova is chayef to pay. The lova has a yasom. The Yasam is chayav to pay the debt of the father. We have the Yasam has an Arev. So the Arev has to pay the debt of the father. If the Yasam has a Lokeach, this already is a world in itself. Here, the Lokeach already is a classic situation where we have someone who's coming to be goyim from the Lokeach. He'll be Nishbash Shvuos HaYorshim Lopakadnu Abba, he'll collect. Why can we not collect from the Lova, not collect from the Yosam, not collect from the Arei, but all of a sudden we can collect from the Lokeach? Simply just Aleph Beis Arei. What's the difference between the nature of the Chov on the Lova, the Yosam, and the Arei, and the nature of the Chov on the Lokeach? Two phrases, again, we're not learning now Bava Basra, but that are very, very essential to the world of Bava Basra.
You said that there's no Shiva on the custom of the Yorkshire, so they can't collect from the Lokeach.
In other words, that the difference you can call a Shibud Haguf and a Shibud Nechasim. The Lova is Chayev a Shibud Haguf. He borrowed the money, he's Chayev a Shibud Haguf. The moment he dies, that Shibud Haguf goes to the Yisomim. They brought Karadavua, they stand in for the Lova. They are the same Shibud that was on the Lova is on them. The Arev over here also has a Shibud Haguf according to Rambi. He fits in, right? Because the money went from the Ruven to the Arev to the Lova to the Yisomim, etc. He's stuck in with the Shibud Haguf as well. When we have over here a Shibud Haguf, Rav and Shmuel say, this Shibud Haguf, you can't collect it to Yimavara with the Shvuah. And the Yisomim can't take a Shvuah Mavaris, it can't take a Shvuah Mechuyevis. But the Lokeach over here has no Shibud Haguf. We have a Shibud on the Nechasim. That's a separate Chov. It's totally a separate Chov. This has nothing to do with the Shibud Haguf, this has nothing to do with Yisomim and Yisomim. It's a separate Chov, and over here we can collect with the Shvuah Sayorshim. That's what the Rambi is Mechalek. The Chora, not aware of anyone who's Cholek on that Svara, that's a very, very glatt Svara. That's a Svara of Pshut. Okay. The final Nekuda over here that I'd like to bring up is the Shita, which is quoted by all the Rishonim. The Ran quotes it over here, the Rosh quotes it, the Ramban quotes it. It's in the, again, in my edition on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, in the last wide line on the top of the Ran, the fourth line from the top of the page. V'kosav harav alber giloni zal. The Yisomim shechayovim lishava shvua shelo pakadnu abba kagon pogim shtaro umeis tohavo deleisif Allah. When we have a situation of a classic shvua sayisomim, classic shvua sayisomim, they have to be nishba shelo pakadnu abba, like the Mishnah says. Im lo hispiku lishava ad shemesu. These Yisomim are no longer around. We're going a second generation. And now we have Yisomim, children of Yisomim. They're bnei Yisomim. We have the Malva, he died. We have the Yisomim of the Malva, they died. Now we have Bnei Yisomim. Ein Bneihem Nishboim v'yafsidu kirav Ushmuel. Ein Bneihem Nishboim, comma, v'yafsidu kirav Ushmuel. In other words, that the Rav Al-Bar Giloni said that the din of Rav Ushmuel applies to a second generation as well. And we, the Lova was chayev a shvua to the Malva was chayev a shvua to the Lova that this debt is still on the table. The Malva dies. The other side. We have the Malva, and we have Yisomim, and we have Yisomim. And over here on this side we have a Lova, and he has Yisomim. We pointed out, once the Lova dies, and the Malva wants to convince Yisomim, he has to be Nishba, as Shvua, that the Shtar is all Parua. He has to be Nishba the Shvua. If he's not Nishba the Shvua, Machayeves, he can't collect. If he dies as well, the Yisomim now want to collect from the Yisomim, they have to be Nishba the Shvua of their father, and since they can't be Nishba, they also can't collect. Comes along the Rabbi Al-Gabroni, and says that if these Yisomim die, these Yisomim also have to be Nishba de Shmuel, and they also can't collect. And so we apply the different Rabbi Shmuel to these Yisomim, and we apply it to these Yisomim. The Ran says, Al Pisvara, I don't understand what in the world he's talking about. The Ran continues and says, V'im, Ubevadai im ledin, If this is the svara of the Rav Alber Goni, then yesh tshuva. We can be mafkia this din. She'im amru ein adam morishvua debari lebanav yomru b'shvua desafek the yafsidu mamon mishum shvua she'eni odeya shenifra. I mean, the malva over here, he had a shvua hamachayevet. He could have been nishba bari, because he could have been nishba bari. That money wasn't coming to him unless he was nishba bari. So then his yesomim, you know, they can't be nishba bari, so they're going to lose according to Rabbi Shmuel. But these yesomim, the second set of yesomim, what are they being yorish? And with the yesomim above them, they could have only been nishba a regular shvua shelo pakadnu abba. A shvua shelo pakadnu abba, a classic shvua shelo pakadnu abba, that's a shvua safek. We have no idea what the nature of the chov is, just we know lo pakadnu abba. Why should these yesomim lose because they can't be nishba shelo pakadnu abba? That's the question of the run. That why in the world should they lose because they can't be nishba shvua safek? Then he holds that really they can be nishba. Why can't they be nishba also shelo pakadnu abba? Ela sharav zal kosav dakoch iskimu kulu ravavasa vekabalasim tachria, that this is the shita of the gaonim, and therefore, you know, we have to say it that we have no alternative but to say that the din of Ein Amora Shvua Levana applies not only to a Shvuas Bari, but even to a Shvuas Safek. I don't know, just putting it on your table, I don't know over here what the nature of the Machlokas is. Of course, the Rana is saying, a Shvuas Bari, you could say Shvua Machayeves. A Shvua Safek, maximum is a Shvua HaMachayeves. Why should that be viewed as a Shvua HaMachayeves? So that, I don't know why, in other words, but the Riyab Agon says, no, even a Shvua HaMachayeves, we say Anu the Morish Lebanav. If that's the case, why should Rabbi Lazar be Cholik on Rabbi Shmuel? And like, where? How do you understand the whole sugya? So I'm just putting it on your table. I'm not sure exactly how to deal with it. Okay, that's what we have over here. A regal apas within this sugya. What we're left with in terms of the continuity of the perek. Then a regal apas announcement. But before he has his announcement, we have over here the end of the Mishnah. Yesh elu nishboim shelo betayna. Elu nishboim shelo betayna. What exactly does it mean, elu nishboim shelo betayna? So the Rashi on the Mishnah is over here on the Daf Testament days. And I send you Tosfos over here. The Tsugi basically deals with the world of Gilgul Shvuah. So in the world of Gilgul Shvuah, I send you over here to the Tosfos and Daf Mem Testament Aleph. He has one approach. The Rambam and the Ravid have a second approach. The Rosh brings in Gilgul Shvuah in a third area. So we know next time we'll talk about Gilgul Shvuah. We haven't discussed that really at all, other than simply one line as to one Hakira. Well, that would basically be the Hakira. We'll have to see how it plays out in the different Shitot. And then we have over here three lines in the bottom in terms of the relationship between Shemitah and the world of Shvuah. And so I sent you to the Rambam. There's Rambam in a Ravid, and there's a Ran in the Rif, and there's a Reb Chaim in the Chibur. That's Dvar Matikim, but Dvar Matikim we also have to learn. Okay, so with that, Lineder, I hope on Yom Revi'i we can conclude the Perek. And then, if it's okay with you, the Chazar, written Chazara, which will be on the... I come back... Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. Aleph is Shabbos. Right. And so I come... So I'll be here back on Beis, Ador Beis. It's Sunday. Monday is the UJC mission. Just want to put in a word from the sponsor that it would be appreciated if those people who haven't gone on the UJC mission yet would go on it. Those who want to go on it a second time, certainly welcome to. And so on that's Gimel Adar. So Dalet Adar on Tuesday we'll have a Chazara, and then on Wednesday I'll give a Hakdama to the world of the third Perek, to the world of Hapla and Mar Makomos, and we can learn that Mirtz Hashem until Shavuos. Hopefully we can finish. I hope most of the third Perek.
His son is married to my granddaughter, so he's got some good grandparents also.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
First born Kohen in our family. I didn't really fancy to go.